you know, we can dispose of human remains in a way that is better for the environment, that doesn't have the same kind of ecological footprint that our traditional practices have had.
Philip Olson is professor of science, technology, and society at Virginia Tech. He says the modern green burial movement appeared in the UK in the early 90s.
Partly as a response to land use for cemeteries and trying to find a way of burying human remains without then, you know, rendering the space in which human bodies are buried, kind of rendering them set apart.
Olson comes from a family in the funeral business, and he's thought about the human life cycle for much of his own.
So like a green cemetery is a place where people can take a hike or have a picnic, and there's an interest also in protecting the environment and not sort of, you know, burying bodies that are embalmed or, you know, in caskets and that are not biodegradable.
The United States is only one of two countries on the entire planet that routinely embalms their dead.
Olson has organized a showing of the documentary called Dying Green, which explores new ideas for green burial.
I mean, this is an area of environmentalism it's a large area. I mean, everybody will die. So we must think about what we're going to do with human remains when people die. And the idea here is, hey, let's bring the insights of environmentalism, conservation science, restoration ecology to bear, right, on our decisions regarding the disposal of human remains.
I'm Robbie Harris.